God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God has compassion for our fears and failures, and so God stays with us on our journey through this dark week. We are a forgiven people. Thanks be to God. Hello, friends. Welcome to this, the first of our services that we trust will help us all walk through this Holy Week together. I'm going to invite you now to join with me in the prayer of confession. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, have mercy upon us. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, grant us your peace. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, lighten our darkness. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, deliver us from evil. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, strengthen us for service. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, abide with us towards evening. Jesus, Savior, Son of God, keep us in life eternal. This is good news indeed. In Jesus, we see God's forgiving love revealed. God loves us, God forgives us, God accepts us and sets us free. We are forgiven people. Let us rejoice in our new life in Christ. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, beginning at verse 26. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him, and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this, when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Is it surprising that Jesus says, first of all, from the cross, a word of forgiveness? Honestly, the cross is no small conundrum to me. When I try to get my mind around the notion of the cross, I find that I am regularly scrambling to understand. But eventually, somewhere, as I think about it, I get to forgiveness. For the record, I find the mechanics of the event, the theological underpinnings of Good Friday, to be a touch elusive, mostly because I sense that there's so much more going on than I can truly understand. It's something that I glimpse, but never fully grasp. But my understanding through my reading of the breadth of Scripture is such that I believe that somehow through Jesus' death, we are offered forgiveness. We are offered a restored relationship with God forever. And quite wonderfully, the forgiveness of God through Christ doesn't come only to those who don't know what they were doing when they sin, but the mercy of God is even extended to people like me, who sometimes know exactly what we're doing is wrong. Such is the scandal of grace. God chooses to deal with our sinfulness not because we've got some impressive excuse or because we've tried really, really hard to make up for them or we've turned our lives around in some way. No, it's purely given because of our God's astonishing grace. The God who offers new mercies every morning, as the author of Lamentations writes. So when we hear those words, "Father, forgive them," we might understand that those words aren't only about those who actually put Jesus on the cross, but that we too are forgiven through Jesus Christ. They're no less about us. As we read Psalm 103, we find this line: God has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. That's a wow. And all of this hinges on what happens on Friday. So my question for reflection today is simply this: do you really believe that God has forgiven you? I dare say much hangs on the answer to that question. Let us pray. God, I confess that it's easy for me to speak of your forgiveness, even to ask for it and to thank you for it. But I confess that there are times when I wonder if I am forgiven. Not other people, but me. And I'm not so sure that I have really been cleansed from my sins. It's a bit like I'm semi-forgiven. So God, help me to believe. Help us to believe. Help us to know that we are really finally and fully forgiven, not because of anything I've done or that we've done, but because of what you've already done. It's a mysterious and pure gift you've given. May we live today as forgiven people with open hearts to you. So all praise be to you, Lord Jesus, for your staggering forgiveness. Amen. Friends, may the blessing of God give you strength for the journey this week. May the Spirit give us all a vision for the road ahead. And may the love of Jesus Christ make us caring companions as together we go forth into this holy week. Amen.